Representative Chris Pappas, Democrat, 1st Congressional District, the incumbent running. Representative Pappas, GMI Studios, our network of news talk stations, the pulse of an age. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, doing well, Jack. Good morning.
Well, I appreciate that, and I hope you enjoyed some summer weather this weekend, finally, as we get into our summer here. I want to switch gears or come back to what I was speaking with, mostly with Representative Custer and earlier State Senator Donna Soucy. Your reaction, Representative Custer said she was not surprised, because we had had the leaked memo of Justice Alito and the opinion brief on this case, Dobbs versus Jackson out of Mississippi, but basically sending the abortion rights issue back to the states and New Hampshire. What are your concerns after Friday's ruling and the law on the books here?
Well, thanks again for having me on, Jack. And I think this is a concerning decision. Clearly, we got a heads up from someone within the Supreme Court about what was coming down. And so it really wasn't a surprise decision. But I think it's deeply concerning to women and families here in New Hampshire and across the country, because ultimately the Supreme Court had decided 50 years ago with a well-established precedent that was broadly accepted by the country that women had a constitutional right to access abortion care. There were limitations that could be placed on that right, but Roe set up a framework based on our constitutional right to privacy that has held since then. And I think overturning that creates unsafe conditions. We're going to see certain states rush to totally ban abortion without any exceptions. You know, you even have this sort of vigilante law in Texas where, sort of bounty hunters can, come forward with information on women and doctors who might be providing this kind of care. So it's just not the right decision for the country. I think we can do a lot better. And that's why I'm hoping we can continue to find a way to codify the framework of Roe into federal statute. I think that's something that this country supports, that people in New Hampshire support, something I'm going to continue to fight for.
Representative Pappas, essentially what this does, it does return this issue to the states. And some would say, from a purely just logical discussion, I understand your point of view that, hey, you know what, it's not a bad issue. It's an important issue for the states to decide. So let's just talk about here in New Hampshire. You're aware that the Republican majority, the legislature, Governor Sununu supported as part of the last legislative session, a new law here basically on this exact same issue. And now it's more pertinent than ever. My understanding is that up until that seventh month, up until the end of 6 months, that there's no restrictions or bans on abortions here in New Hampshire. It's only the seventh, eighth, or ninth month where there are restrictions. Do you have an issue with that? And what's your message to people on that? Are you worried that that's going to be changed? Or, is my understanding correct that there's no restrictions up until through 6 months?
Well, New Hampshire, as you alluded to, recently approved a 24-week abortion ban. They've since gone back and have modified it to create exceptions, which are reasonable for the life and health of the mother and for fetal anomalies based on feedback that the legislature heard from women who told pretty compelling stories in New Hampshire. I think it's pretty clear that those procedures are rarely, if ever, done, and only under extreme circumstances would something like that ever be needed. And I think what's really important is to look at, the millions of women across this country that need access to contraception, that need an ability to be able to plan their family. And that's what getting rid of Roe, that's why it's so deeply concerning to me and so many other people. Because now you're going to have a state-by-state system that, creates bad health outcomes and takes away the fundamental freedom that people have been able to enjoy.
But with the emotion around this, I'm just trying to ascertain, is your understanding as a federal representative, but at state now, because it used to be, as you know, Representative Pappas, if I asked a candidate running on abortion, are you pro-choice, pro-life, they'd say, well, it's kind of a federal issue. Well, now it's a state issue. So my understanding, and I want to know if I have it right or wrong, that any woman out there or couple or family that's looking to have an abortion in New Hampshire, even after Friday, up and through that six-month period, that still there's no restrictions or ban, that they're able to get an abortion here. Is that your understanding? It's only in the last trimester where there are restrictions. Is that the current law here?
Well, that's absolutely right, and that's what the providers will tell you, and I think that's important and something that we should continue to work to protect. But I think, in addition to what's needed to be done at the state level to protect this access, we do need federal action to be able to restore Roe in statute so that this isn't just a state-by-state issue. This is a real personal family decision.
Right.
And I don't think the government in any way should be meddling in that kind of decision.
Finally, electricity rates here. I've been talking for a few weeks now. Some of the major utilities who provide electricity to not just consumers, but businesses are talking about, more than 50, in some cases, it looks like more than 100% electricity rate hike because of the cost of gas, natural gas to make electricity. Public Utilities Commission seems to be going forward with this. Are you concerned? Do you think that's too much of a rate hike shock in terms of what people are going to expect, especially the fall and winter months?
Well, that's a huge rate hike that the PUC has approved, and it comes on top of everything else that continues to go up, whether it's prices at the pump or in the grocery store. And so I hope the state can take every step possible to mitigate these price increases. I know that Governor Sununu has introduced a plan, and we're willing to work with the state in whatever way possible to make sure the resources are there to help prevent this kind of a rate hike from hurting people as they try to meet their basic household expenses. So we're going to continue to fight and call on the administration to do more on gas prices. I support this gas tax holiday that the president has finally come around to. We're also continuing to push for legislation on prescription drugs. But this electric rate hike is something that is just going to really hurt small businesses and consumers here in New Hampshire. And we've got to find a way to create a softer landing. I think the rebates are a good idea, but let's look at what more we can do in the short term as we work to diversify and develop more energy to meet that long-term need.
Representative Pappas, before I let you go, I think St. Anselm College tonight or tomorrow is coming out with new polling numbers on things like presidential approval for President Biden in New Hampshire, Republicans running against you. You know, your approval numbers, the U.S. Senate, Senator Hassan, Governor Sununu, and the Republican Senate field. So I think there's some more numbers coming up. But UNH Survey Center came out with some numbers last week. My question is, you, as someone who's running, well-known in the state's largest city as a business family, been successful in running for Congress, running for re-election against a number of Republicans. Are you worried, Representative Pappas, about Joe Biden, President Biden's lack of a stronger approval rating here? Could that affect your race or not?
Well, to me, I'm just focused on the issues that we're talking about in this campaign and what I'm hearing about from people around New Hampshire. And when I talk to folks, and I was just at a small business stop at a truck dealership, they didn't bring up President Biden's approval rating. We were talking about how we cut taxes for small businesses and cut our federal excise tax on trucks to help shore up our supply chain. So at the end of the day, this is about the work that we're doing in Washington for our small businesses, for our veterans, to meet the moment, to try to get people to work together in a bipartisan fashion. So that's where our campaign, I think, is going to be successful in the final analysis. But there's a lot more work ahead. And I think any sort of feeling that President Biden isn't doing the job is rooted in the fact that there are a lot of challenges out there. He's got more work to do. We urge him to be more aggressive when it comes to addressing costs and fuel prices. And so he gets an incomplete grade. But as we move forward, this is about delivering results for the people of New Hampshire, and we're going to continue to keep our head down and do our work.
And Representative Pappas, thank you for your work you do on behalf of veterans here in the 1st District. Thank you, Representative Pappas, for joining us. Good Morning New Hampshire Show, GMI Studios. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.